Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' Yet wisdom is vindicated by wise deeds." At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal the Father. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Congregation may be seated. Did I notice a few children in the congregation today? If you are here, come on up and for a few minutes we'll talk about the gospel lesson. Thank you all. So what I want you to imagine this morning is that you've got a heavy load to carry. Maybe it's a box, maybe it's a bag of something, but you just can't carry it because it's so heavy. What would you do? Yeah. You would ask your mom and dad to help. That is just the right answer. Now, what do you think they would say? They would say yes. They would say, "Come to me, and I will help you. I will help you carry your burden, your load." Now, let's just think, if you have another kind of very heavy load, let's just say your heart is worried, and something very heavy feels on your heart. What would you do? You would do the same thing, wouldn't you? You would go to your parents, and do you think they would say, "Oh, beat it"? No. They would say, "Come to me, and I will help you with what's troubling you, with your burden, with your heavy load." In our lesson today, Jesus is saying the same thing. When you have heavy burdens and you're weighed down with maybe fear or anxiety or pain or something that's just you can't hold up yourselves, Jesus says, come to me and I will help you. My yoke is easy and it is light. My burden is easy. It's like Jesus gives us something light and airy and feathery to lift us up in hope. So you all have answered very wisely and rightly, and God, our heavenly parent, says, "Come to me always with your cares and your needs." Let's gather around and have a prayer, please. Yeah, let's hold hands. Dear God, we give you thanks that you always are looking for us and asking and inviting us to come to you both in joy and in sorrow, in happiness and in difficult times. And you promise always to lift us up, to hold us, to give us hope. And you ask us to help one another also. Bless these children with your hope and your care. Always lift their hearts in Christ Jesus. I'll say amen. Amen. Thank you all very much. Heavy burdens. In Paul's letter to the Romans, he was reflecting on the heavy burdens of individuals when he spoke about himself being captive to sin. Several hundred years earlier, when our prophetic lesson from Zechariah was written, the prophet is speaking more on collective terms, speaking to a whole nation, to the people of Israel, when he refers to them as prisoners of hope. Pretty extraordinary phrase, prisoners of hope. What both writers understand is that whether it's individuals or societies, we are all bound to something that is not always in our control, that we can't lift by ourselves, something that we need help for. Luther also noted this human condition, particularly in his book on the bondage of the will. I think he used the famous metaphor of the horse. And probably we often think of the horse as we ride the horse and we direct the horse. In Luther's metaphor, we're the horse, and there's always a rider. It's not like we are free agents or perhaps a horse running free, but there is always a rider. And in his understanding, it was either the devil or the Christ. Now, in our lesson from St. Matthew, Jesus speaks similarly. He speaks of burdens, heavy and light, but that we all are yoked. And he calls on those with heavy burdens, with heavy yokes, to come to him. These words Jesus speaks directly to each of us today and to all of us as the community of faith. Come to me. Come to me, you who are laden with heavy burdens, weighed down with worry and trouble, a burden which seems more in control of you than you in control of it. I wonder, we could go down the line, I won't do this, but I know we've all faced our burdens. We have those things which weigh on our hearts, our souls, that we have difficulty with. Will I ever find peace and rest from them? Are you exhausted from bearing it? Maybe it's relationships that have gone crosswise, or sometimes it's addictive behaviors. I think in our society this day, we might reflect and resonate to Zechariah's audience that there are these national burdens, these national issues, the well-being of our nation that weighs down on our hearts, like environment or community health, education. How can we bear these things? How can we make them work out for everyone? It's almost a sense of desperation. But Jesus says, come to me. Be yoked to me. Be connected to me. My yoke is easy. My yoke is care and the promise of life. My yoke is a gift. It is protection. It is health and well-being. It is hope. Jesus' message, come to me, isn't it disarmingly simple? Yet Scripture presents this simple message, this simple Christ, as the salvation of the world. How can we cast our yoke off, this great burden that we bear? St. Paul says, this body of death. Is it enough just to acknowledge the mere invitation of the Christ come to me these simple words? Well, the rest of the story in the gospel lesson tells us what we can't seem to do, and it's a real catch-22, as they say. We can't carry the burden, but we don't seem to be able to put it down as well. But these things Jesus the Christ bears, that's the story of the gospel. The wisdom of Jesus' teaching is grounded in his willingness to bear our burdens. Come to me, Jesus says. These are such sweet and life-giving words. But Jesus isn't waiting around. Isn't Jesus always also coming to us? It's the story of the incarnation, his birth. It's the story of his ministry. I came to seek and save the lost. It is the story of God in Christ Jesus always looking for you, searching your heart, your soul, to bring you peace, to bring you rest, to bring you forgiveness. With the Word made flesh, come to me. It is the story of the cross, when after Jesus was rejected, he says once more in forgiveness and with the promise of life to all of us, come to me. In our connection to God through our faith in Christ Jesus, we are, in Zechariah's words, prisoners of hope. With God and Christ Jesus always coming to us, always inviting us, come to me, come to the table, come to life, and bring others. As prisoners of hope, yoked to Christ, we are empowered to proclaim good news to others, to invite, to welcome, to lift up, to bear the heavy loads, to encounter those weighed down by burdens, and to say, in the name of Jesus the Christ, come to me, come to us. How could we do otherwise? These days, it's a countercultural response in a world that is absolutely characterized and defined by polarization, in which everyone, it seems, feels so often, don't come near. Or we are told, don't come near. We don't want your kind. God's message always to us, to our society, to our community of faith, God's message always to us and through us to others is never don't come near, but always come to me, prisoners of hope. I will give you rest. Amen.